Good morning, family. Good morning. Before we get started in our communion, I just have a short announcement here. We have a gray Ford license plate, CLA4144. If you can see Rebecca immediately, she has some information for you. Again, that's a gray Ford license plate, CLA4144. See Rebecca. And now at this time, we get an opportunity to break bread together as we remember Christ. And, you know, this is really special. You know, right now we're in the holiday season, and, you know, Fenton has been wanting to talk about Jesus basically all month. And I think it's so fitting that, you know, we get a chance to do this every Sunday. It doesn't matter if it's December. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of June. It doesn't matter if it's the first day of February. Every Sunday we get to collectively come together to remember Christ. And so this time is not necessarily significant, but it is in its own way. I want to kind of guide our thoughts just for a minute about our name. Like, what makes it so special, right? Like, is it the way we spell it? You know, like my mom, her name is Lanette. And she spells it L-A-N-E-T-T-E. But for some people, they spell their name with a Y, with a L-Y-N. So does that make it special because you have a different spelling or a hyphen in it? What about, you know, how it became? Like, how did you get that name? You know, like my son, you know, his name is Joshua. And, you know, obviously it's a biblical name and it has all these ties to it, but it has a special meaning to my family because he's my firstborn son. But my mom named him. She gave him that name, Joshua. And so for him, that's going to be the tie that he has, you know, with his mom or with his grandmother for years to come, you know. And so I was just thinking a lot about that. I was wondering, like, what makes a name so significant to people? You know, does it make you feel that you have to live up to something? You know, because there was a you know, maybe you're a junior in your family, or you're the third in your family, or is it a name that was passed down from generation and somehow you have to kind of continue that? Or maybe, you know, you're fortunate enough to have a name like Kennedy, you know, and you have that title to live up to. Or Martin Luther King, you know, I can imagine the kids, you know, must feel like, man, you know, I have to, there's some undue pressure to live up to this name. And I think about that even for my own name. You know, my name is Kinson Desir. You know, it's a French name. My family's from Haiti. And, you know, growing up in Brooklyn at the time when I was a kid, I hated my name. Like, I did not like the name Kinson Desir. I wanted to be a John, you know, a Luke. I wanted to blend in. I didn't want any reason for people to make fun of me. And the worst time to hear my name was roll call, and you had a substitute teacher saying your name. And so, you know, it was already bad. It had Kinson, but then the Desir, you know, it's first time somebody seeing it, the first thing they want to say is Desir, or they want to add an E to it and say Desire. And so I'm like, no, it's Desir. Desir, what kind of name is it? And I had to go to the explanation. And so, again, for me, growing up, I didn't like the name. I didn't want to stick out. I wanted to blend in. And it wasn't until I became a little older is when I started to appreciate the uniqueness of my name. And so the name that I have, you know, Kinson, was actually made up. My father made that name up and gave it to me. And actually it was supposed to be King's son, but because of his Haitian accent, they didn't get the G, so they just wrote K-I-N-S-O-N, and that was it. And so this is the name that I have. And so, you know, there's no real, like, you know, there's no money behind it. There's nothing I have to live up to. It's just I'm the only one. And so, but that's okay. But my son, actually, I started a little tradition. So my son's middle name is Kinson. So if he chooses to go by Kinson when he grows up, he has the option. But, you know, we look at our names. However we received it, there's some significance to it, right? It allows us to have identity, right, and individuality. Right? It's important when we have relationships, when we're forming relationships, to know that person's name. Because if everybody here name was John, it'd be really hard to tell which John you're talking about. John the blue shirt, John from here, John from there. And so I think about all this, and I speak on this now because, you know, there's a name that's above all names, right? And that name is Jesus. And so if you can read with me in Matthew 1, verse 18, you know, it's really impressive how you think of the name Jesus and how it became his name. And so we're going to kind of look at that just for a moment here. In Matthew chapter 1, and we're going to pick up in verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man, did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and will be give the birth of a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." I mean, just think about this name. Like, Jesus got his name from God. From God. Now, Jesus, the name was actually kind of it was a normal name back in that time. You know, so that's why they would always associate name with where you're from. You know, Jesus from Nazareth or John from here, because the name was pretty common. But he had a name that was common to man, but it was also divine at the same time, unique. You know, in Jesus' name, we are able to overcome strongholds. In Jesus' name, we come in worship. In Jesus' name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we are baptized, and we're also baptizing others in his name. The scripture says there is no name above his. This is our Savior. This is our Lord. This is his name, Jesus. And so as we sit and we think about, you know, this, we're about to take the bread and the juice that represents his death, burial, and resurrection, and the blood that washes away our sins. As we think about his name, allow your thoughts to honor that name. Allow that name not to be common to you as you sit there today and you think about his name. Allow your thoughts and your hearts to connect with him at a space that is way more deeper than just an interaction between me and you. That is the name that we are all called to be under. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your gift and your sacrifice and the name that you've given our Lord and Savior, the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ. That name, Father, is something that we all are under. Father, we all bow down to that name. We honor and we worship that name. We pray, Father, that you allow our minds and our hearts every day to remember, not allow his name to be common to us. Allow it to be unique. Allow it to be special. Allow it to be something that will always reign in our lives. We thank you so much for his life, the example that he left for us. We thank you that not only that he died, but he resurrected, making himself the name that you called him to be, our Savior. Thank you so much for giving us that hope. Thank you for giving us that future. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.